The second type of business structure I want to talk about is the partnership. And actually, there's two subsets of a partnership. There's what's called a limited partnership and a general partnership. We're going to be talking about those two separately. First of all, you might have heard us talk about the limited partnership before. That's because this is an entity that I frequently will use for real estate transactions. A limited partnership is comprised of two or more people or other businesses. In other words, two corporations could form a limited partnership, but you have to have two or more. One of these will serve as what's called the general partner. The other is the limited partner. Now, again, you can have more than one general partner, you can have more than one limited partner, but you have to have one of each to make this work. What's the difference? Well, there's actually quite a bit of difference. The general partner is the one who runs the show. The general partner is the manager. They also have all the risk. The limited partner just puts in some money or other assets, and then they sit back and wait for the money to come. The general partner is the one who's out making this happen. So, for example, a group may get together to buy a shopping center. There will be one or more people that will be considered the general partners. They're the ones who are going to be responsible for making sure the property is rented, that the tenants are taken care of, that repairs happen. The general partner does the work. The limited partner is putting in the money to make it all happen. Now, here's the risk. If something happens at that shopping center, let's say someone forgets to clear the ice in the morning and somebody slips and then they sue the shopping center, the risk is the general partner can be personally sued. There is complete risk to the general partner. The only risk in this case to the limited partner is just to the amount of their investment. So for liability, if you're in a limited partnership, you either want to make sure you're the limited partner or you have some other protection at the general partnership level. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's now move to how taxes work for a limited partnership. For income that's subject to self-employment tax, the limited partner does not have to pay self-employment tax. The general partner does. But you might have heard I said for income that's subject to self-employment tax. There's a little sneaky thing I didn't tell you about. When you're working for your money, when it's earned income, it's subject to self-employment tax. Passive income and portfolio income are not subject to self-employment tax. That's one reason we put real estate in a limited partnership. The income that flows off of this will not be subject to self-employment tax. Yet another reason to invest in real estate. You get all of these great deductions and you don't have to pay this other tax. So the limited partnership becomes a very nice vehicle for holding property, especially if you're the limited partner because your assets are protected and the tax is not subject to self-employment tax. Federal income tax, as well as state in most cases, is paid at the individual level. So practically what happens at the end of the year, whoever is running the limited partnership, the general partner, is responsible for having a tax return prepared for the partnership. And from that, there are schedules called K-1s. Each partner gets their own K-1, and this amount shows their personal responsibility for tax from that partnership. The partnership then is called a flow-through entity for tax purposes. You're going to hear this again, so it bears repeating. The taxable income flows through to the individual. The partnership doesn't have to pay a tax. There's also the general partnership. A general partnership has only general partners. That makes sense. Just as with the other form of partnerships, you have to have two or more people. So in a general partnership, you have two or more general partners together. In most cases, a general partnership is one of the riskiest ventures you can be involved in. As a general partner, you're at risk for things that could happen within that partnership, but you've also now taken on a new partner who can go do things that put you at risk too. Remember, when you have a general partner, they can act as a manager too. They can go make business decisions that will directly impact you. That's the difference between the limited partnership and the general partnership. If you're a limited partner, you can't be impacted by those actions. The general partnership, you could be in a lot of trouble. A general partnership is actually much riskier in that regard than a Schedule C is because, remember, it's just you. At least you're the only one who's going to cause a problem. General partnership, you're not sure about this other guy, and who knows what he could get involved in.